It's time for KDDR News with Ace Sauerwein.
Good morning. The North Dakota Water Commission has unveiled a new interactive mapping tool that provides information on potential flooding in the state. State Risk Map Coordinator Laura Horner says the map shows where flooding might occur and to what extent it could happen in various scenarios. The Bismarck Tribune reports that the North Dakota Risk Assessment Map Service was on display Wednesday at the Bismarck Event Center. A driver was not hurt after his cattle hauler rolled in Emmons County Wednesday afternoon. The North Dakota Highway Patrol reports that a Freightliner transporting cattle was traveling southbound on Highway 83 when it slowed to make a left turn. As the vehicle turned, the weight of the cattle shifted, causing the semi to overturn onto its right side, where it came to rest on the approach and partially in the ditch. The trailer was loaded with approximately 75 head of cattle. Some were killed, and several more were later euthanized due to their injuries. From ValleyNewsLive.com, multiple people were arrested in Carrington last night for drug-related charges. Brian Wagner, Tyler Hahn, Jeff Holbert, and Yvette Howell were arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia, specifically meth. A South Dakota judge has denied a state inmate's request to delay his execution next week over the drug to be used. Charles Rines has argued that pentobarbital does not act quickly enough to comply with state law. But Circuit Judge John Sohn rejected that argument Thursday, writing in a 23-page order that when the drug is used in lethal doses, it operates virtually the same as other drugs that Rines had cited. Sohn wrote that it may even work more quickly. And that's a look at the stories we have for you at this hour. More news can be found on our website, newsdakota.com.